This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. There's a new report from the Mayo Clinic suggesting that optimists are healthier and may actually live longer than pessimists. This is another study in a growing body of research that suggests our mental attitudes about ourselves and our view of the world can have real physical effects on health. Here to discuss this topic is Dr. Happy Josephs, a professor of mood studies at Carol Channing Community College. Dr. Josephs, are you surprised that optimistic people are healthier?
Sure, I guess.
You are surprised? Really?
What, I'm not supposed to be surprised?
Well, since there's a growing body of evidence...
Okay, fine, I'm not surprised.
Well, no, I mean, if you are surprised, it's okay.
Look, why don't you just tell me what you expect to hear? Studies like this make the happy happier and the gloomy... I mean, you know, it's like that old thing about the rich getting richer, you know? It's discouraging to someone like me.
Uh-huh. So you are a pessimistic person.
Realistic is more like it.
Uh-huh. But optimists think they're being realistic, so...
They're wrong.
But haven't we long suspected that optimism is a tonic?
We... Optimistic people have suspected it and gone on and on and on about it. Personally, I'm a little tired of hearing about how great people feel because they always look on the bright side. Jeez.
But the Mayo Clinic study suggests, if for whatever reason, it happens to work.
Big whoop. I don't see that it matters.
Well, but if a pessimistic person is, say, struggling with a disease, a doctor could make some progress, perhaps, by pointing out that if they try to feel more optimistic, it would help to put on a happy face.
Oh, why stop there? Why not grab them by the face and pull their mouths into a smiley shape? Let a smile be your umbrella. Hey, maybe we could use an umbrella to brace it.
Well, that sounds uncomfortable.
Well, if it helps lower medical costs, isn't it worth it? We're only talking about dumb old sicky pessimists here anyway. Let's force them to be happy. They probably expect it.
I think you're being facetious now.
For good reason.
And snide and negative and combative and pessimistic,
hey,
too.
Hey, here I am. Live with me. It won't be too tough. And if this research is correct, I'll be dead before long and out of your hair.
Sorry. Maybe this particular bit of research is a sore point with you.
Maybe.
Well, but you can see why there's so much interest. Companies are beginning to connect mood and productivity and stability among employees, and that lends some credence to your field of mood studies, so that's a good, positive thing.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you find that professionally encouraging?
No. There's more grant money available.
See? There's a cheerful thought.
Yeah, but you know where this is headed. Before long, a certain mood, temperament, and emotional orientation are going to be job requirements.
Well, but that's good, isn't it?
Well, you would think so. But then you optimists will always find something to gloat about.
Happy Josephs, professor of mood research in the Department of Emotional Studies at Carol Channing College. Thanks a lot for coming.